927 4CC. I didn't get a chance to catch up with our federal member for Flynn yesterday because it was International Nurses Day. We were pretty busy doing a live broadcast. I'm catching up with him now. He's still in Canberra. Morning to Ken O'Dowd. Hello, Kenny. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Hammer. Yes, I'm pretty well, thank you. Looking forward to getting home tomorrow sometime.
Federal budget Tuesday night was handed down. You have copped a, well, not you, but the government has copped a little bit of flack about it locally, but most people seem pretty happy about it.
Most people are very happy. I've got heaps of texts and emails saying what a great budget it was. Anyway, who could knock tax cuts? New home buyer programs, the instant cash write-offs for equipment extended for another 12 months, apprenticeship training and those sort of things. You know, we're short of skilled people, unskilled and semi-skilled workers. We're short of workers, full stop. Hopefully this budget will address some of those issues, you know, but we really lack immigration, we lack backpackers, we're lacking seasonal workers programs. We need people and just can't up get their businesses opened up now, even since COVID, but yeah, they want people to work for them.
Now, mate, there's been a bit of a campaign over the past couple of weeks knocking you in regards to aged care and the lack of funding. Hey, look, that came into the budget as well on a positive.
Yeah, no, $18 billion across aged care and improving facilities in Flynn, training our staff and better paying our staff to hold those staff people in aged care. But mental health is also being addressed. The amount of suicides, as you know, over 3,000 a year in Australia. Yeah, that's been addressed too, Hammer. So we're looking at women's safety, childcare. Yeah, who can really knock the budget? It's a great budget, and that's what people are telling me from Flynn.
The benefits of the budget up on your website?
I believe they are, yes. They should have went up yesterday.
Mate, we'll watch it over the next few days. We'll see what happens with the mudslinging from other sides. It, like we mentioned just off air before, it doesn't matter which budget you're going to hand down or what you do, there's always going to be people that'll knock it. But, and that comes from both sides. So
it'll be interesting to listen to Albanese's reply tonight at 7:30.
Yes.
And, by all accounts, he is struggling to land a punch on Scott Morrison with a good budget like this. There's a lot of things we've addressed. So, you know, it's because of the unemployment rate has come back quicker than everyone expected. And, of course, the price of iron ore has gone up much more than we forecast back in October.
All right, Ken, thank you very much. You have a safe trip back and we'll talk soon.
Okay, mate.
Our federal member for Flynn, Ken O'Dowd, here on 4CC. Keep you up to date. What's with the news with the budget?